أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة. In the beginning ayat, the last ayat that we read, Allah Ta'ala poses the question, has the news, the information of Ghashiyah come to you? Ghashiyah is the thing that will overshadow, overpower, and that is the day of Qiyamah, which will overpower everything. As we understand, like the day comes out and it overpowers the night, and all the conditions of the night are completely washed away. When night comes, it overpowers the day, and whatever was happening in the day, the complete opposite happens at night. Like that, the day of Qiyamah will come and it will overshadow and overpower everything else. And that day, Allah Ta'ala explains certain aspects here, as in many other places in the Quran Sharif also Allah explains what the conditions will be. One of them, وُجُوهُنْ يَوْمَئِذٍ خَاشِعَةٍ. Kitne muh us din zaleel hone wale hai. On that day, the day of Qiyamah, there will be so many faces that will be very disgraced. They will have great fear upon them, and there will be great disgrace upon them. And this will be in front of everyone on the day of Qiyamah, the non-believers who did not believe even in the day of Qiyamah. But when they will see the reality of it in front of them with their own eyes, and they would know that they have prepared absolutely nothing for that day, forget a preparing, they even denied the day. So there will be great disgrace and fear upon them on that day. Another aspect Allah Ta'ala explains, عَامِلَةٌ نَاصِبَةٌ. Mehnat karne wale thake hue. And there will be such people also who will be these, who will have these frightened faces and who will be very depressed, and you can make out on their face that this person is in great suffering. They will be those people who made great, great effort, and such effort that they toiled in there, they became very tired also. So in spite of all their effort, their mujahada they made, in spite of that, and that they became extremely tired in doing all this great effort, they will be totally still disgraced, and their faces will be completely very frightened. It is mentioned on one occasion, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was walking, when he passed the house of a priest, he called out for the priest. The priest from outside responded to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and at that time Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu started crying profusely. Somebody asked him, why are you crying at this time? He said, this person here, and still till today also, they are the priests and the monks, etc., who make great effort in muraqabah, meditation of Allah Ta'ala, and they do their lot of ibadat also. And in spite of all this, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that he will be suffering like this on the day of Qiyamah. He did not have iman in him with all his effort that he has made, but he's going to suffer, and which is called khatirat dunya wal akhirah. That dunya also is destroyed, akhirat is also destroyed. So this is as far as the matters of deen are concerned. We find many of the people, the Hindus also, their priests, and the Buddhists, they also till today, they have various of the institutions, their camps, and they go through great, great mujahada in order to achieve what they want to achieve. They make lot of sacrifices. As far as eating, they hardly eat, and they hardly sleep, and they make great, great sacrifices. And right in the jungles, just like with the Christian monasteries, right in the very, very remote areas, they've got all the monasteries where they sacrifice everything, even the Hindu priests, and also the Buddhist priests, and many other people in the name of religion. They are making great, great efforts, but because it is on falsehood. It is what Allah, what is completely now abrogated. It does not exist anymore. And with the great changes, it is not correct. So in spite of all that great efforts of theirs, which is very tiring also, yet, as we will read in front, they will be just thrown headlong into the fire of Jahannam. That is with regard to the people as far as deen, and that is what the ayat refers to. At the same time, we also should consider a person who works very hard in this world, but has no time for deen, or his aqidahs are not correct. Even he makes a lot of effort for deen also, and we find within us Muslims also, there are people who are making great, great efforts, but their aqidahs are not correct. Their aqidahs are contrary to what is established from the Quran and the Hadith, and what the ulama of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah have established. That is, the Ahl Sunnah, the people who follow the Sunnah, and the Jama'at of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they are also making lot of effort, lot of sacrifices, lot of money is also put in. All this is put, but yet it will be of no avail whatsoever. So those people also, they did not acquire anything of this dunya. They toiled, they worked hard, no enjoyment of this dunya. And in this dunya, in actual fact, there is no real enjoyment. And they are deprived of the akhirat as well. And those people who are away from deen and make so much effort, as in another ayat it comes, that they make, so they work day and night for this dunya. And they are so tired, but they didn't work for akhirah. Their aqidah was not right. So they are also going to suffer. So all of us have to be very concerned. And the most important is that our aqaid must be correct. It must not be different from that of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and it must not be away from our akabir and our aslaf, which has come down 1400 years. There can be no way that all that of 1400 years and the condition of these great pious people, that was something wrong, something they did not understand, and today we understand, and today we have got the right thing. Now, we might make a lot of effort in this direction, but the consequences will be very, very grave. So therefore, these ayat, though they refer directly to the non-believers who don't believe and who say aqaid are incorrect, we also have to be concerned about ourselves, that it must not happen that we fall in this category. A person with whatever gunas he might have, Allah's doors of mercy are wide open for that person. But a person with the wrong beliefs, then that is extremely, extremely dangerous, and we have to be very, and today in these times, when our iman is being targeted directly in various ways, in the name of religion, our iman is being attacked today. We have to be very careful that our iman is intact and correct. May Allah Ta'ala safeguard our iman, keep us with iman, and take us with iman. Otherwise, the consequences are very grave in the akhirah.